building is. And so since this is a church, some of the pieces that are freestanding in the middle are almost like people, maybe people that are possibly worshiping in the front.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the Breaks.
Hi, this is Rodney Greenblatt from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxe.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Another community event in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. It's a performance by vocalist Pamela Petoni, John Esposito on piano, Rich Syracuse on bass, and Peter O'Brien on drums as they play jazz on the beach in Saugerties. That's June 17th, Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Saugerties Village Beach, 47 South Partition Street in Saugerties. You can bring blankets, snacks, and your favorite alcohol-free beverages to watch.
I can listen to my heart, I can listen to the world, I can listen to my pride. nothing like a gospel song. Can I get an amen? Makes me want to sing it all day long. Huh? Play it again, play it again. I'm loving that song this morning, and that is the Rhett Walker with gospel song. Yes, praise be to God. And you know what? We wouldn't be hearing gospel songs here this morning if it wasn't for the skills and the gifts and the talents of Mr. Mountain Randall Martin. Martin ABC Services. Did I say ABC?
I thought you added all sorts of extra letters to my company. But I think we
I'm giving you your own network here.
Well, it's coming.
Good morning, Randall.
Good morning. I like that song. Ain't nothing but a gospel. Ain't nothing like a gospel song. Great way to start.
And I do appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here and getting those songs together for us. Amen, somebody. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. And I just like it. I love it. I hear people quoting that quote that I quote. Don't quit in the dip. Don't quit in the dip. We're here letting you know there's a bright side somewhere. And so we're here to share more music with a message for the mind, the soul, and the body. Amen. And so as you and I make this journey together, we're going to have a good time today. Yes, we are. And I just want to say that some of these songs that I've selected today, as always, I select with you in mind. Yes, I do. It might be a song that you know somebody out there needs to hear. A message that'll minister to their heart or their mind or their soul. Let them know we're here. Let them know we do what we do. All right. Coming up next is a song that says, help me. How many people have been saying that to God? I know I say that on a daily basis. Help me. That song is with Miss Tamela Mann. I've seen him work. Yes, I've seen him work. Miss Anita Wilson. Help is on the way. Mr. Toby Mack, and come through. Oh, he comes through. We call on him to come through for you. Ruth LaAntria, and God is changing your story. My goodness, my goodness. Sister Jacqueline Carr is hot like fire. We want you to sit back and relax, or if driving, keep your eye on the road and your ear right here, where there's a bright spot somewhere. This is music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And we get it going. We're going to get it going again with Help Me by Miss Tamela Mann. After those selections, six songs back to back, 29 minutes of solid music, I'll be back to share my spiritual, social commentary. Oh,
troubles of life seem to weigh you down. Well, I found a friend that I highly recommend. He will stick closer than a brother, and he'll love you like no other. Yeah,
you know what you see doesn't match what you believe. Hold on, wait and see.
So afraid, I heard you pray in Jesus' name. I lived enough life to say, help is on the way. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's years. Some face a lifetime of falling tears. But he's in the darkness, he's in the cold. Just like the morning, he always shows. It may be midnight or midday, it's never early.
Yeah.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And this is There's a Bright Side Somewhere. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, open hearts, and open minds. And that is Miss Jacqueline Carr that you're listening to. God is changing your story. I decree and I declare it for you and me too.
name. Well, beloved, it's been touch on one or two. This is our brothers and our sisters who are standing up for dignity and self-respect.
We're having a little audio problems with Pastor Kim's connection. We'll get right back to
it. It was quite concerning because the scriptures immediately came to mind for me. I'm sure it comes to mind for a lot of Christians. that there's a verse, a couple of verses. But honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. And those verses and others always came to mind when I heard the term Pride Month. Like, who came up with that? Who came up with that name? But I deferred to an author, Christian, a theologian, John C. Maxwell, who writes and tells us, reminds us, there are two types of pride, good and bad. The bad kind is the sin of pride that is excessive and preoccupied with self and one's own importance, one's own achievements, one's own status, or even one's own possessions. The sin of pride, the bad kind of pride, is considered rebellion against God because it gives to oneself honor and glory that only God deserves. You know, none of us have made a sun or moon or stars. None of us have made earth, ground at which we stand on, air that we breathe. Without these things, rain that falls from the sky, waters the fields, the rivers that flow, the oceans. None of these things can any one of us take credit for. And without all of these things, none of us would be here. So God deserves the glory and the honor and the praise. Examples of bad pride, or how it shows up in people, is prideful people that don't compliment other people or rarely compliment other people. It's all about them, right? Pride in people shows up because they want to be served instead of serving. And Jesus said, I came to not to be served, but to serve. The bad kind of pride dominates conversations, right? Talking about themselves and, you know, might be knowledgeable about a lot of things. And then sometimes talking about things they don't even know, as if they know. The bad kind of pride rarely asks questions of others because they're not interested. They're only interested in themselves. The bad kind of pride is deadly and destructive. The sin of deadly pride is, hear this, superiority. That sense of superiority, that feeling of superiority, that conceit and arrogance. And when we're talking about white supremacy and the idea, the notion of white superiority, and those who are very destructive, demanding and demeaning, we see evidence of what bad pride produces. In the Hebrew text, in First Chronicles, we see the example of bad pride in a person. Many other examples, but I'm going to use the example of King Saul for a moment. And King Saul, you know, he was one of God's favorite people in Israel, but he allowed his pride to cause him to be unfaithful to God. He allowed his pride to take him in directions that God had told him not to go. And as a result, the pride that he had in his heart for his position and for his reputation caused him to take a destructive and deadly path. In the Christian text, we also see an example of the destruction, the power of pride in a Pharisee named Paul. And Paul was proud of being a Jew. And we read his story in Acts chapter 22 and in verse 3 and 4 there, where he talks about how he was, you know, born in this particular city and he grew up in that city at the feet of the most learned man in the city and one of the leading thought-provoking thinkers of his time, Gamaliel. Y'all heard of Gamaliel. And how he taught him all of the manner of the law of the fathers and that he was, you know, zealous about God. He was on fire for God, or so he thought. He likens his attitude, his puffed up sense of self to those that he was speaking to and their attitude and self perception. And he said, out of this mindset, I persecuted unto the death, binding and delivering in prison, both men and women. A lot of people look at some of the things that are going on today in our nation and around the world, the tyranny, the dictators, the supremacists, and the things and the lengths that they're willing to go to, ain't nothing new. That sin of pride leads to destruction and death. But he goes on to tell us in Acts 22, this apostle Paul, this former Pharisee named Saul, he tells us it's his conversion experience and how God knocked him off his high horse and showed him the light. That's where good pride comes in. Good pride represents our sense of dignity and self-respect. And good pride will allow us to be humble and allow us to, you know where our help comes from and our strength comes from and our ability comes from. And we can take pride in that, and we can take pride in God who gives us that. A good example of good pride is found in the Son of God, Jesus the Christ, who asked questions of others. He asked the woman who was going to be stoned, where are your accusers? Ask the accusers, any of you who are without sin here, y'all cast the first stone. He asked the woman at the well questions, who came to get water out the well in the heat of the day to avoid the criticisms of the community. He asked questions of others to let them know he was interested in them, that he sees them, and that he questions them that they might see themselves, and more importantly, and eternally important, that they would see him. Well, beloved, I just want to help the conversation along for those who struggle with the idea of Pride Month, and for those who those other scriptures come to mind, and to help understand that there's a good pride and there's a bad pride. I'm proud, James Brown said. I'm black and I'm proud, say it loud. And yes, we're proud of our sports teams when they bring home the trophies. We're proud of our children when we bring home
when they bring home their certificates. I'm proud this past week I received an award for my work. There's a good pride. So we salute dignity, self-respect in this month of June. And that's my spiritual social commentary, beloved. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. We are going to continue. Yes, we are. With music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And our brother, Mr. Randall Martin, who I am proud to call my friend and proud of the work that he does in the community, is going to help us continue to bring you that good, good music. Our next up selection, Ain't That Just Like God? Yes.
Work to do, ends to make, but I'm just thankful for what I've got. I've been down to dollar one, but I know where my help comes from. Right on time, ain't that just like God? I see blessings falling out of nowhere, and I'm just like God, the world is
Ain't that just like God, beloved? He takes our bigotries, our prejudices, our biases, and he turns them upside down. Read about it. Take a look in the book. You know, in John chapter 10, they were pissed off with Jesus because he knew who he was. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the door. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. Made him mad. They thought he was proud. They thought he was arrogant. No, he had dignity and self-respect. He knew who he was. Stand in your truth. Know who you are. Take pride that God made you and he broke the mold. There's not another you. Well, beloved, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. I want to say thank God. I take pride today. My grandson got a full ride scholarship. Yes, he did. And I'm grateful to God for that. So he starts his college career next month. Wonderful, wonderful. And I'm getting ready to get up out of here. Proud of you. Hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. The sun is still shining. I don't care how dark the day may be or how low the clouds may hang. The sun is still shining, still there. There is a bright side somewhere. We had a bright day yesterday. If God made a better day, he kept it for himself. We had Flag Day Parade here in Hudson, New York, and it was just wonderful to see everyone out celebrating the joy and pride of being an American. Proud day tomorrow is the actual Flag Day, June 19th. If you're in the area or check out in your local listings, June 19th is Juneteenth Day, and there are celebrations going on all over the place. The emancipation of enslaved people in America. We have activities going on here in Hudson, down at the waterfront. You check it out. Amen. Check out the WGXC calendar for more information about that. I think starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, all day long, concluding with a jazz concert from 7 to 9 p.m. So hosted by none other than a good friend, Mr. Randall Martin. This is Pastor Kim. I'm out of time, so I'm out of here. Want to leave you with one last song, and I know it'll bless you. Till we speak again, remember never to forget, God loves you. I love you too.